When will these things be? And what shall be the sign at the end of these things to be fulfilled? Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Questions. Questions play an important role in our lives. They allow us to better communicate with each other. They allow us to ask questions so that we might learn more from each other. How did you do on your Greek exam? Or what time is your next class? What do you think of the new policy regarding the class schedules? Or could you please explain to me once again, what is the genus majestaticum of Christ? Questions allow us to communicate, they allow us to learn. Questions are often asked for a variety of reasons. Sometimes we ask them because we are curious. Sometimes we ask them because we are inquisitive. Sometimes we need to ask them because we are ignorant. And sometimes we ask questions, or we hear questions asked, which demonstrate a great deal of thought. Now, the same question can be asked, and when asked by two different people, it can have different ramifications. For example, the question, "What's for dinner?" might just simply appease a person's mere curiosity as to what he will be enjoying that evening. But to the diabetic, or to one who has severe reactions and food allergies, reactions to certain foods, the question, "What's for dinner?" is an intelligent inquiry to prevent severe bodily reactions or life-threatening situations. So it also follows that not all questions have the same degree of weight or gravity. The question, for example, "What is your favorite color?" hardly carries with it the same gravity as "Who do you plan to marry?" or "Where do you plan on spending your eternity?" or "What do you think of Jesus?" There have been many famous and well-circulated questions throughout our lives and literature, and in our popular culture. For example, the emphatic question, "Where's the beef?" has been used for everything to sell hamburgers to make a political statement. And more recently, the sarcastic, "Where was George?" has also been used to make a political statement. The Shakespearean famous question, "To be or not to be?" is a question that has been read and discussed and pondered by high school students throughout our country for many years in the courses of English literature. Now, the Bible also records many questions, some of which are pondering questions. A couple from the book of Job read, "Where shall wisdom be found? Where is the place of understanding? And again, shall we indeed accept good from God, and shall we not accept adversity?" Indeed, the whole Bible is filled with many questions, including questions about Christian life. Through questions, one of the first questions, like Cain, "Am I my brother's keeper?" we too might be reminded of our sinfulness, our irresponsibility, our hatred for other people when we do not concern enough, are not concerned enough, or show enough compassion to their well-being. Pilate's question before Jesus, "Am I a Jew?" could have indicated a self-sufficiency in spiritual matters. And don't we sometimes often feel self-sufficient in spiritual matters? Do I need a Savior? Can't I just go along from day to day doing the best I can? How about the question from the rich young ruler before Jesus? "What must I do to be saved? I've kept commandments 4 through 10. And Jesus speaks to him as he speaks to each of us throughout scriptures, that we have not even kept 1 or 2 of the commandments. We have not loved God with our whole heart above all things, all of the time. And we fail miserably at loving our neighbor as ourselves. But the Bible is not only filled with questions which we would consider law questions. The Bible is also packed with questions and statements concerning the gospel. The jailer at Philippi basically asked the same question that the rich young ruler previously mentioned asked: what must I do to be saved? Although he asked it from a heart out of desperation, realizing his own sinfulness and worthlessness, realizing his need for a Savior. So that question, asked in desperation, which we also can ask, what must we do to be saved, is answered for us in the Bible by the words of the gospel: believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. And this promise is also to you and to your household. Afflicted as we are often when we realize our sinfulness, afflicted with our wretched condition of sin, we say with the Apostle Paul, O wretched man that I am, who will save me from this body of death, this body of sinfulness? And again, the answer comes in the gospel. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our entire life long, we stumble and fall. We sin daily and are daily in need of repentance, confessing our sins. Our whole life, we are constantly asking questions until finally, the final question will be asked by Christians: O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through Jesus Christ. One of the principles in communication through questions, is pretty basic and simple. What questions receive what answers? Who questions receive who answers? And how questions we expect to receive how answers? So if someone asks you, what is your favorite color? You respond blue or green or whatever your favorite color happens to be. If someone asks you, when is your next class? We don't respond saying, when's my next class? 2 dozen eggs. So a principle is established for effective communication in that who questions deserve who answers and what questions deserve what I will call what answers. Now we take a look at what Christ Jesus has done in our text, Mark 13, which was read today. The disciples ask a when question, but Jesus gives them a who response. The disciples ask, when will this be? And what will be the sign when all of these things will be fulfilled? And Jesus answers them, take heed that no one leads you astray. For many will come in my name saying, I am he, and will deceive many. When we realize that Jesus is our Messiah, that he is our God, that he is all-powerful and in control of the entire world as well as our own lives, when we realize that Jesus is our who, the who of Christians who believe, all the other questions that we have in life seem to fall by the wayside. We don't have to concern ourselves in a specific sense with the when of Christ's second coming, because we know the who of our redemption. We confidently trust that God knows what he's doing and that he knows when the appropriate time will be for his second coming. Again, as many of you remember, again this past year, another person tried to predict when Christ would come again in his bodily form, returning to earth. This prediction was made and supposed to have been fulfilled in September. And yet again, this prediction fell flat on its face. God does not call us to try to figure out when he will again return to earth. God calls us to know who he is, and he graciously provides us with his word and his sacraments, wherein he reveals himself to us so that we may more fully and better know who God is. Equipped with these gracious means, our task is to always be ready for Christ's imminent return. In precisely this season in the church year, we are reminded of Christ's second coming because we contemplate again the time he first came and was born as a babe in Bethlehem. At that time, the Virgin Mary had quite a valid question when she was told that she would bear the Christ child. Though she was a virgin, she asked, "How can this be, since I don't know a man?" And her "how" question was answered by God's messenger again using the emphatic "who." "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore also, the Holy One who is born to you will be called the Son of God. For with God, nothing shall be impossible." Like the disciples that we read about in our text today, we have a lot of questions about the future, about our future jobs, our future life situations, or even the near future. How am I ever going to pay all of my student debts? Will I be sufficiently prepared at this seminary for all the tasks and the responsibilities that are required of pastors out in the parish? How am I ever going to prepare my daily class lecture schedules? Or for students, how will I ever get all of the assignments and the reading assignments and the writing and the papers done before the end of this term? All of these questions, and many more, like all the questions a Christian has, can be answered emphatically when we know the who of our salvation, Jesus Christ, who comes to us. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Amen.